Let's talk to veteran Rob Jones because he did something amazing.
It is incredible.
That not a lot of marathon runners can do. He did 31 marathons over 31 days in 31 major cities because he had a goal to raise $1 million for three veteran charities, and Rob joins us now. Rob, how are you?
Hey, Robbie.
Good, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Great. We saw the article in USA Today, and we were talking about it on air. We said we got to get this guy on the air. So, again, I know Torg just said in your introduction, how many marathons in how many days?
31 and 31 and all in 31 different cities.
So why didn't you pick a shorter month?
Yeah, February.
Challenge enough.
I get that a lot. If I was going to do a month of marathons, I'm a person that likes to challenge myself. And if I was going to try and prove what I was trying to prove, then I needed to make it as hard as I could. So the longest month seemed like the obvious choice.
God, but it's not just about 31 marathons over 31 days and 31 major cities. That'd be hard for anybody, but there's something else about you, Rob, isn't there?
Yeah, I am a double above knee amputee as a result of injuries sustained in Afghanistan.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service. So you...
My pleasure.
What year did you, at what point did you lose your legs there?
I was in July 22nd, 2010, in Sangin district of Afghanistan.
Now, Rob, I'll be completely honest with you. The majority of people, if something that tragic happened to people, it would be the feel sorry for me. It would be tough for people to move on. But for you, I mean, you immediately went in the Paralympics, right? I mean, you learned how to walk, and you just went right at life, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I realized quickly after my injury that I still wanted to, my mission for my life was still the same, and that was to enjoy it and to have a life with purpose. And so it seemed pretty obvious to me that I just needed to go ahead and keep working towards that.
And when you say, you know, $1 million for the three veterans charities, giving everyone global awareness of what our veterans issues really are. And there's a lot of them, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a lot. And, you know, my mission was to help veterans help themselves and to give them an example of somebody that experienced trauma and came back and became better from it. And I just wanted that story to be out there so that they can use it when people face their own trauma.
Well, you are the poster child for that, my man.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Thank you.
Veteran Rob Jones, marathoner, double amputee, is with us this morning. So you lose your legs in 2010 in Afghanistan. By the way, I had a kid over there in 10 as well. And then in 13, before you even did this whole all these marathons, you rode a solo bike ride from Bar Harbor, Maine to San Diego.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You were making us
What's that?
You were making us look so bad. Us that have two legs and I can't even get on a bike.
Oh, you're awesome.
Thank you. Well, it's just, you know, that's my talent is, you know, just being able to endure stuff I don't necessarily want to do, kind of crappy situations. So that's one of the things I picked up in the Marine Corps is being able to endure that kind of stuff. So it's just my strength.
You were a Marine as well.
Yeah, I was in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, my son was with MARSOC out of Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he was over there for then as well. So I know a lot of the trials, and he's struggling a little bit when since he's been home as well. He's doing good, but he has issues as well. If somebody listening wants to help your cause, Rob Jones, where would they go?
My website's robjonesjourney.com.
Okay.
And you can find out all the details. I still have donation pages up. I'm not actively raising money anymore, but I still have my donation pages up if people want to donate after the fact.
Well, tell us how it came about, but once you're starting this 31 marathons in 31 days, take us through like an average day, because not only you run in the marathon, but then you have to get to the next location. Tell us about how like 3 days would go.
I'll just tell you about my first 3 days. My first day was in London, and so we woke
England.
Up at the hotel. Yeah, England.
Okay, because there is Canada. I just want to make sure.
In Ohio.
Ohio. Okay.
And we woke up in a hotel that was next to Hyde Park, and we caught an Uber to where I was going to start. My wife and I did, and we ran the marathon there, got a ride to the airport, flew to New York, got a ride from the airport to meet our RV driver, and hopped in the RV, drove down to Philadelphia, and then the next morning ran the marathon in Philadelphia, just on a trail. All my marathons were just on trails or in parks or something like
that. Yeah.
Ran the marathon in Philadelphia, hopped in the RV, drove to New York, repeated that in the morning in New York, drove to Boston, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my. So let me ask you this. When you do 31 days of consecutive marathons, did you find, is the 10th day the toughest, or do you get used to it and the 20th is easier, or is the last 5, 10 days the toughest because you're so beat? How does it work as the month progresses? What's the most difficult part?
You know, I was actually kind of expecting London to be my best one and then just kind of deteriorate from there. But what happened was London was good because I was fresh, and then the next four I was fresh, but they were a little bit slower, so I started to get tired. But then after that, my fastest one was actually my 10th one in Chicago, and that
yeah,
was
but you had guys chasing you in Chicago.
Yeah, that was actually my fastest one, and then after that, I kind of leveled off in terms of how long it would take me to run each one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if it was hotter on a certain day or if it was raining or something, I'd be a little slower. But it pretty much leveled off from there on.
Now, I know guys that are marathoners. Rob Jones, WMPT veteran, is with us. He ran 31 marathons in 31 days. Prosthetically speaking, you know, I know marathoners change shoes. They have different sets, obviously putting that many miles. How many marathons, how many miles can you put on a, let's say, a new set of prosthetics? Or is it the same pair? Do you switch them out once a week? How does that work?
I use the same prosthetic components the entire time.
Okay.
But, it, you know, those things can tend to wear down. They didn't for me over the course of this, but what I did have to replace from time to time was just the soling on the bottom of the prosthetic, because that would tend to wear out.
Just like you would a shoe.
Yeah.
Did you fall or have any injuries during the marathons?
Yeah, in Nashville, I slipped on a bridge and injured my back.
Oof.
And so that was my, I think, fifth to last one. So I finished out the day, and then the next day in Atlanta, I woke up and my back was just killing me. And every time I landed on my right foot, it would just kind of have a shooting pain in the middle of my back.
Wow! And now, jeez.
Yeah. But you know, I was four marathons away, and I just had to tough it out.
Well, you got to, you know. Grit your teeth through the pain.
Yeah, how was, now, we read this in the USA Today, but while during the course of this, how was the media attention? Did you have television stations following you? Have you done any late night shows or anything like that?
Yeah, I had great media coverage, and that was a result of mostly my wife and my support crew contacting people and knowing people. But yeah, I was on Megyn Kelly Today Show a couple times. I was on the Fox and Friends a couple times. I got a lot of national coverage, a lot of local coverage. ESPN talked to me when I was in Baltimore on for their Veterans Day cast. And then the headquarters Marine Corps actually followed me around and made a short little documentary about it after I finished.
Oh, that is so cool.
You wanted to raise $1 million. What did you end up raising?
A little over 200,000. So between that and my bike ride, we're at 325 or so. And so
that's great.
I think I'm just kind of shooting to raise $1 million over the course of my lifetime, and I think that's possible.
So is
and
that what your next plan is? I mean, my goodness,
he's gonna go to the moon, and he's gonna run on the moon.
Do you have the cure for cancer? I mean, what's next for you?
Right now, I'm just kind of having fun with in terms of, you know, physical stuff. Like I'm trying to compete in the Warrior Games in June, and then also the Invictus Games in October.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, training for a little bit shorter distance, the 1500-meter track event. And I'm trying to get to a point where I can do that in 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Wow,
and
what
a
hero.
That's kind of my goal for this year.
What a hero you
are,
Rob.
I bet during that month you could have eaten whatever you wanted. Did you have to watch your diet and do just mainly carbs?
I ate a lot. I actually minimized my carbs to 150 grams to 175 grams a day in order to utilize fat instead of carbs.
Sure.
And so That's the only thing that I really watched, and everything else I did was just eat lots of pork rinds and lots of chili and really dense, calorie-dense foods.
Chili? I'd be going to the bathroom during the marathon, Rob.
Well, it didn't have beans in it, I guess. So it's like maybe it was more like a meat sauce, and I would have
right.
meat sauce.
Toward the course goes this way. I'll catch up later.
hey, Rob, one more time before we wrap up the interview. We want people, obviously, to donate. Give us your website one more time.
Yeah, my website's robjonesjourney.com, and all my social media is at robjonesjourney.
All right, you're an inspiration, sir. We're glad we hooked up.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, that is just amazing, isn't it? That is truly amazing. So robjonesjourney.com is the website, and you can donate, man. Want to get him to that million-dollar level.